Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to talk about how to plan for your future with expenses in mind. There's the income side of your financial future, of your financial plan, and you can evaluate how that's going to play out for you with any pensions or assets that you have, rental properties, whatever it happens to be that's going to produce income. So you figure out what your income might be, and there would be some uncertainty you have with the conditions of the financial world and the markets. But you also have to plan or think about what your expenses are going to be too. And in the financial services industry, we discuss investments quite a bit and the income and how to maintain that during retirement. We also do talk with our clients about expenses, but it's something that they have to arrive at. Many of our clients close to retirement have a good idea of what their expenses will be. Some it's really accurate. Now, the further away people tend to be, it can be harder. And I wouldn't say it's a useless effort for somebody in their late 20s, early to mid-30s to try to figure this out, but it definitely is difficult. And it's interesting to see how tight or precise some people are. They've been tracking their expenses for years. They really know their behavior and their spending habits. Also, I get to hear from clients about how they have transitioned to retirement and how their expenses are working out for them. That's an outreach that I like to do to find out how things are going. And I don't keep track of this, but it seems almost 50-50. I'll hear from people and some will say, hey man, retirement's less expensive than I thought. Then the other 50% will say, that's more than I thought it was going to be. Just kind of odd how it seems to work out that way. At least that's my experience. And much of this just depends upon what you expect, right? And there are some that, as I mentioned a moment ago, they're not even surprised at all because they're such good planners and really know and have good history on what their expenses will be, even though they can have surprises too. But what I want to point out is that many, many times life just has unexpected expenses. Happens that way. And it can occur at all ages in our life. Hopefully, these unexpected expenses happen less when you're not in a good financial position. That can be really stressful. I mean, it can be stressful at any time, but more so when you're having a tough time getting by. By the way, is there anybody listening to this podcast that feels like their finances have been tight their whole lives? I mean, for some people, they don't know what it's like to have breathing room. It's just a constant for them. And for other people, they may remember when their life changed due to whatever happened. They got an increase in income. They came into some money. They paid off a big debt. Sometimes when you bring people together through marriage or living together, their cash flow can be stronger with modest expenses. So for them, it was a transition in their life when they went away from being paycheck to paycheck to being able to build up more of a cushion. Anyways, back to these expenses that I was talking about. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea when you're planning for the future, planning for your retirement. And actually, if you're doing a plan with Plan Vision or anybody else, any other firm for that matter, to throw in some unexpected expenses during retirement. An example would be to add an extra $10,000 a year every 3 years. Now, it could be anything. I just use that as an example. Depends upon your overall spend rate, how you conduct your life. I mean, for some people, it could be an extra $60,000 every 5 years. See what that does to your plan. Some planners or some people planning for their future have already built that in just by building in a large buffer with their ongoing expenses anyway. But I have seen some of our clients throw in periodic expenses that just represent life happening. And I don't think that's a bad idea at all. To finish up, I wouldn't get carried away with this and overdo it. But adding some extra expenses in your plan, because that's what happens in life, is a good way to expect the unexpected.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.